720 WGN. I stopped the presses for Corey Moore from the Chicago Tribune. Those presses are stopped. Corey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, John?
I'm good. Looking over some material that you are responsible for. You know, which one is this? This would be what's happened to May 19th in Chicago history, courtesy of Corey Moore. Now, you know all the stuff that's going on with where are the Bears going to play? You know, where's the stadium going to be? Blah, blah, blah. So in 1982, the Chicago Park District included a $20 million dome for Soldier Field on its list of projects, which I find sort of amusing now. You know what I mean?
I know. That would have been a bargain, right?
Yeah, really. A dome. A dome. What are they thinking of? A dome. Wow. But the new idea is to put a dome on it. Yeah. Sorry. Right. So that we could have the Super Bowl or something, I guess. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So how you been? What's going on? How's the family? What's happening?
Oh, I am all good. We got a new puppy a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. Oh, that's always fun.
My arms are all scratched up because this, you know, puppy teeth. She just wants to bite everything. She's 3 months old. So if anybody has any tips on how to get through that phase.
I'll tell you. Now, does it have a specific breed or is it a mutt or what? Not that there's anything wrong with a mutt. We've got mutts in this
exactly
house.
Exactly right. So, yeah. Yes. She's a rescue and probably a mutt. We were told maybe sheepdog and poodle mix. So she's going to be a big girl. And I grew up with a sheepdog. So I'm excited for it. Our kiddo's excited for it.
I'll bet.
Just this puppy phase, just trying to get through the biting. She wants to put her teeth on everything right now. They have to hurt, right?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's been a while since I had a puppy, but actually my stepdaughter got a puppy years ago, and I hadn't had one around me in a while. And you're exactly right. All the dog wanted to do was bite stuff. I mean, it was just like the whole world is there for teething. I guess that's what's going on. Anyway.
Exactly. It's like having a kiddo again who's getting their teeth. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck with the... Does the dog have a name?
Her name is Lila. She's black and white. And so we thought, well, we looked at some names online, and I think that one means beautiful night. So, hey, why not?
Nice. Okay, Vintage Chicago Tribune. Explain this, please. How a stack of speech notes saved Theodore Roosevelt's life 114 years ago. What are you talking about?
This is a fabulous story, and it was something that I really didn't know much about. So this was a lot of fun to go down the rabbit hole. Yeah. So in 1912, Theodore Roosevelt, who had already served two terms as president, decided he wanted to run for re-election. He wanted to run for a third term, even though he had earlier said, I'm not going to do it. And so he was campaigning all around the country. He had founded his own party because the Republican Party decided to go with some other dude. And so he was up the road in Milwaukee on his way to give a speech, and he was shot in the chest. And thankfully, he had a metal eyeglass case and like a 50 to 60 page speech folded up in his pocket, and those things helped slow down the bullet. So instead of it going through his lung, it got stuck in his body. But he said, gentlemen, I'm not coughing up any blood, so I must be okay. So let's go on and give that speech. And so they proceeded to like capture this guy who shot him, and he went on to give an hour-long speech and then said, you know what, I'm not feeling so great. And so they got him into a train with some doctors and brought him here to Chicago, where he was treated at Mercy Hospital. And once they got him to the hospital, they realized, okay, the bullet is just kind of implanted and it would do more damage to take it out. So he had it in his chest for the rest of his life. And this came to my attention recently because a firm said a woman had brought this a page to them and said, hey, I don't know much about it. It's been in my family for a while. I'd like to sell it. And they were able to verify that it was the first page of the speech that Roosevelt gave because he signed it. And it said essentially like, hey, this is the first page of the speech I was going to give when I was shot in the chest. And it had his signature on it. And since it was folded over, it actually had two holes in it from where the bullet went through. So fascinating stuff.
I'll say. Totally. And that's what she brings every week. That's right. Fascinating stuff. Corey Moore from the Tribune. We'll do more when we come back at 720 WGN. 720 WGN, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock with John Landecker talking to Corey Moore from the Chicago Tribune and taking a look at the vintage Chicago Tribune that Corey's in charge of. Five things you might not know about five places connected to Pope Leo. So, obviously, if I take a look at the article, the thing that I find amusing slash interesting is three of them have some religious connection, and two of them don't.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way. So what are those five places?
Okay, so just in case somebody doesn't know, the first one is Mercy Hospital, which we just talked about. That's where Teddy Roosevelt was treated in 1912
shot.
So that just happens to be where the Pope was born. Today we know it as Insight Hospital and Medical Center, but it's been around, my goodness, since the 1850s, I believe, is when it was founded. So there's your connection there between Teddy Roosevelt and the Pope.
Wow. I didn't see that coming, but yeah.
The second one is his church where he grew up. He and his family attended a church in Riverdale called St. Mary of the Assumption. And you may have seen this on the news or in the Tribune. It's long since been closed. And so there's been talk about preserving the building. It still has beautiful stained glass windows. It's been vacant for about 15 years. Preservation Chicago called it one of its most endangered buildings this year. So hopefully something will happen along the lines of the Pope's house in Dalton, where it'll hopefully be preserved and restored and be a place where people will want to visit again.
Yeah, I mean, once somebody becomes a Pope, we've never had an American United States citizen become a Pope, suddenly his history and his, you know, the buildings he lived in, where he grew up, all of them suddenly take on some extra importance. And obviously people are very involved in doing something about that, which I think is a really good idea, by the way. Yeah.
And it's fascinating. Okay, we're getting ready for the Obama Presidential Center to open, and then we're going to have Pope sites. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm the type of person, I love to visit graveyards to see where people are buried. And this just kicks it up a notch. I'm sorry. I can't talk.
Yeah.
And where you can go see, like, this person actually lived here and you know, learn more about the family and about the neighborhood and how those factored into the person's lives. So, yeah, very excited about that. If that'll happen. Right. I did find one tidbit about the church in the Tribune's archives that I thought was hilarious. In March 1996, there was a woman who was charged with stealing more than $25,000 from the church's regular Thursday night bingo fundraiser. So I thought that was interesting.
Wow. I didn't know. 1996, that's 25,000 1996 bucks. I don't even know what that would be now with inflation. I didn't even know that. I don't know why I didn't think so, but I didn't realize that Bingo brought in that kind of cash. What do you know about that?
Yeah. Yeah. According to the Tribune, that was like 75% of the weekly proceeds.
Wow.
But I guess this is what people did before social media and videos yeah. that they can watch on their phone. They went to play bingo, right?
So you've got the Catholic Theological Union at South Cornell Avenue in Chicago, where the Pope pursued a master's degree.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And the interesting part about the Catholic Theological Union is how they've really brought women into the fold. There was a woman who became their first female student in 1972. And then there was actually kind of this schism between the Archbishop of Chicago and the school in 1981. The school had a demonstration where students were calling for ordination for women, which, of course, the Catholic Church does not allow. And the Archbishop of Chicago said, this isn't going to happen. And then beyond that, the school hired its first female president in 2021. So it has a really great history for women being involved in the Catholic faith.
Yeah, I said three of these five locations have some sort of religious connection, but two of them don't. And those are the next two. You usually don't associate a pizza restaurant with a Pope, but in this case, we can, right?
It's Chicago, John. Yeah, it's Chicago, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of walking in the Pope's footsteps, I mean, I still need to get to Homewood to get to the Aurelios. And some people on our staff grew up in Homewood and said, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe this connection. I've always eaten their pizza. So talk about a place you can go to now and get a slice. And I think they even have the booth where the Pope is sat.
Oh yeah.
You know, marked. So I think in the absence of the home and the church for now, go to Aurelios.
Yeah, I remember the first time that this was mentioned when the news was out that he was going to be made Pope. And as I said, this is something that's never really happened before. You know, I mean, first of all, we have someone who's, I would say, a contemporary. Wouldn't you say? I mean, he's not like 89, 90 years old or something. Being appointed to Pope.
Right. Or,
you're right. I mean, I'm older than he is, for whatever that's worth. And you know, he likes pizza. You know,
yes.
That's just the way it is. And it's a specific place. And when that first hit the news, I was very amused one way or the other. The last one of the five places is The Rate, which, of course, is baseball.
Absolutely. And I find it funny, you know, immediately after Pope Leo was introduced in St. Peter's Square, the Cubs said, he's a Cubs fan. He's a Cubs fan. And it almost immediately that was shot down. And then we found out a few days later, not only is the Pope a White Sox fan, he also attended during the 2005 World Series. And now I think when you go to The Rate, you can even see the seat. And then I think this year, I think they have a promotion where they're giving away Pope hats or something.
Really? So,
oh, yes, they've really
with
bought into it.
Yes. Does it have the White Sox logo on it? That'd be interesting.
That would be hilarious, right?
Yeah.
And so, like you said, he walked among the people, and I just think it shows he's a normal dude. Okay, here's that thing for you about the giveaway. I think the Pope hat giveaway, and yes, it does have a White Sox logo on it. I think you have to buy a special ticket. I think it's August 11th. You have to buy a special ticket, and you'll get a Pope hat when you go to the game. So there you go.
A specific special ticket, right?
Yes, not, a, it's a not very just like special ticket.
It's not like the first 500 through the gate get one. You have to have whatever the designation is on this these specific tickets to go get the White Sox Pope hat.
Just sounds Isn't so, that so
it just sounds so weird saying it.
You know? I know. I mean, yeah. a few years ago, I mean, I would have never thought something like this would happen. But that's the fun part. You just never know what's going to happen in Chicago from day to day. And now it's part of our fabric. I just love that part of it.
So speaking of Chicago day to day and being a part of the fabric and the fact that you do the Vintage Chicago Tribune, how can people avail themselves of your work on a weekly basis?
Ooh, yes. You can go to chicagotribune.com /newsletters, and you can sign up for my free Vintage Chicago Tribune newsletter. You don't need a subscription to the Tribune, but of course, if you do get one, you get to support work like mine. And then you can follow me on social media. I'm trying to do something on TikTok with videos.
Oh, there she is. You know it. I'm like, there's Corey on TikTok again.
trying to branch out and reach as many people with the history as possible. So,
absolutely,
and then on Tuesday nights, you and I are going to be chatting every Tuesday night. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, thank you so much for agreeing to do that. It's very exciting. Corey's going to be on every Tuesday evening. Yes.
It's very generous of you. Thank you, John.
Oh, well, right back at you. All right. Then I can say I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
I'll talk to you next Tuesday, John.
There she goes. All right. Corey Moore from the Chicago Tribune. Let's see. What's coming up? Oh, Jack has a head full of sports. And we're going to dump the sports out of Jack's head coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. And then the Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow newscast, the newscast where nothing bad ever happens.
Ever
is an hour away. And a brand of beer that I'm sure most of us are familiar with.
Is this the one that is going bye-bye?
Don't tease it.
I'm not.
Yes, is going away.
That's as far as I'm going. I know what you're talking about.
Coming up next.